The Adventures of Pinocchio, an Edward Sloman production.
I'm Pinocchio. I am fashioned from the best tree, and you ought to know all the troubles that beset me. Oh, my brains are not so good because my head's made of wood. Poor Pinocchio, woe is me. Woe is me, woe is me. My brains are not so good because my head's made of wood.
We bring you another episode in The Adventures of Pinocchio, based on the world-famous story by Carlo Collodi.
Well, Jimmy, you remember that the albatross was flying just in front of the terrible dogfish so that he would keep pulling the old Spanish galleon that was tied to his tail out of the Sargasso Sea and into clear water again.
Oh, yeah. And on that ship was Pinocchio and all his friends.
And the old sailor, who'd been locked up in the Sargasso Sea for 30 long years.
And the old sailor was so happy about being free again that he stood way up in the front of the ship.
The bow.
Yeah, the bow. Because he wanted to feel the force of the wind again.
That's right. But while Pinocchio and the others were down below, the dogfish had increased his speed. But this extra strain was too much for the old ship. And the first thing they knew, the whole bow of the ship pulled out.
Right where Sailor was standing.
Yes, and Candlewick came up just in time to see Sailor and the bow of the ship both fall into the sea. Now, Candlewick knew Sailor couldn't swim, so without thinking of himself, he leaped into the sea to save the old man. Remember?
It feels better when you come up into this nice fresh air again.
It certainly does, Meow.
And that was certainly a nice meal we had.
Not bad. I could have eaten just a little.
Hey, where's the dogfish and the albatross?
Eh? They're gone.
Oh, they are.
We're standing still. The ship isn't moving at all.
Hey, where's Candlewick? And Sailor?
Well, Sailor was standing. Look! The whole front of the ship's gone.
So it is.
Do you think something's happened to... Look, there they are. Away out there in the water.
And they look like they're having a lot of trouble from all the splashing they're doing.
Keep up, Candlewick. I'll be right with you. Hang on, you two. I'll get to you in a minute.
Look at that Pinocchio swim. Did you ever see anyone move through the water so fast?
Oh, hurry, Pinocchio! Hurry up!
Look, there they go. Candlewick and Sailor are going down.
Oh, Pinocchio, they're going to drown!
Look, there's Candlewick. He's coming up again.
But I don't see Sailor, Meow.
I don't see him either.
Look at poor old Candlewick splash around there. And there's Pinocchio.
Oh, hurry, Pinocchio, Meow.
Candlewick's going down again. There's Pinocchio. He's diving down after him.
Oh,
here he is.
Oh.
Pinocchio. He's coming up again. And look, he's got Candlewick by one of his ears.
Oh, that's good, Meow.
But where's Sailor?
I don't see him.
It's a good thing Pinocchio got to Candlewick when he did. He'd have gone too.
You mean
I don't see him anywhere. And here comes Pinocchio with Candlewick.
And more dead than alive, they hauled the dripping Candlewick aboard. For hours, Pinocchio swam about searching for Sailor. But at last he gave up, because he realized that poor old Sailor was gone forever.
Well, how's Candlewick?
He just lies here on the deck, and he hasn't moved since we hauled him aboard.
Poor Candlewick. Has he opened his eyes?
No, not once.
Do you think he's dead? Meow!
No, he's still breathing, isn't he?
But only just.
I can't understand that. He's been lying here for hours.
And you know, a funny thing's happened. As long as he's been lying here, he doesn't seem to get any drier.
That's right. He's just as wet now as he was when we hauled him aboard.
That's funny.
It certainly is, meow.
Oh, look. Here's the albatross coming back.
Well, I hope the dogfish isn't behind her.
I don't see him anywhere.
Well, that's good.
Well, maybe Allie can tell us what to do for Candlewick.
I hope someone can tell us. I'm getting scared. Suppose he should die.
Yes, suppose he should, meow.
Oh, he isn't going to die.
Mr. Know-it-all, wouldn't you feel funny if he did?
Well, none of us would feel very good, White Mouse.
Here's the albatross.
Well, I'm back.
So I see. What happened?
Well, when the bow of the boat pulled out, I realized I had to do something quickly. So I flew right close to his mouth. And as he snapped at me, I flew away again. And I put on all the speed I could. Of course, he kept right after me, and I must have led him on for about 500 miles.
500 miles?
Oh, all of that, and perhaps more. You see, I had to get him as far away from you people as possible.
Of course. Oh, that was good of you, Allie.
Yes, it certainly was.
Thank you, Allie.
Oh, that's all right. I was glad to do it. How's the donkey boy?
Oh, we're afraid. He's been lying there like that for hours. But how did you know?
Oh, I know a lot of things.
Well, then perhaps you can tell us what to do for him.
Oh, I'm sure I can.
Oh, good.
Well, you see,
anyone as brave as Candlewick has got to live. Just imagine, without thinking of himself, he plunged into the ocean to save that poor old man. He didn't know if he was strong enough to help him. He didn't even know if he could swim with those four legs. He only knew that old man was in danger, and he wanted to help him. If Pinocchio hadn't come to his rescue in time, Candlewick would have drowned too. He'd have died trying to help someone. That's the finest kind of courage. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes, I do.
And for such a brave act, he must be rewarded.
But how can that be done?
It's very easy. You see, he proved he wasn't such a donkey after all.
He certainly did. Oh, look! While we've been talking, those long ears of Candlewick have grown smaller.
So they have. Why, look, they're just melting away.
Is that why he stayed wet so long?
Perhaps.
And look at his hoofs. They're turning into toes. Fingers! Meow!
And he's moving now.
Yeah, his legs are twisting all up in a knot.
And look at his tail. It's getting shorter.
There! It's gone!
And his face. It's getting shorter.
And the hair is all disappearing. Meow!
Oh, look at him twist and turn. Is it all right, Allie?
He'll be all right.
Oh. Look how he's stretching his legs. I mean his arms. They are arms now, aren't they?
Yes.
Why, he's just a little boy.
No, he is.
The donkey's all gone, and he's just my old friend, as he was when we went to school together.
Look, he's getting up.
Here, I'll help you, Candlewick.
What for? I can get to my feet myself. What do you think I am, a sissy?
Hey, I didn't hee-haw then.
No. And you'll never hee-haw again.
Why not?
Don't you see? Look at yourself.
Why, I'm not a donkey anymore.
No.
Why, this is wonderful. Wonderful. What happened?
Well, because you were brave. Because you were willing to give your life to help Sailor. And Allie, you tell him all about... Well, she's gone.
Who's gone?
The albatross.
There he goes. He's flying overhead.
Yes. I wonder...
Goodbye, Pinocchio.
White Mouse, did you hear that voice? Does it remind you of anyone?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, good fairy. And thank you.
Pinocchio, do you think it really was that good fairy?
Who else? Who else could have done that to Candlewick?
Oh, do I feel good. Is this marvelous to walk around and not hear the sound of those hoofs? Is this great to be a boy again?
And I hope you'll remember that. I hope you won't make a little donkey of yourself anymore.
Well, I won't. I've learned my lesson.
Listen, my dear people. All this has been very nice. It's been very wonderful to see that donkey turn into a boy again.
Of course it has.
But have you all forgotten that here we are, in the middle of the ocean, perhaps thousands of miles from anywhere?
I know that.
And that we're on a ship that has no sails or anything else that will move us.
I wonder what became of him.
Who?
The dolphin. He went down to tie the rope on the dogfish's tail, and we never saw him again.
I wonder if the dogfish swallowed him. Meow!
All that wondering isn't going to help us move this ship. What are we going to do?
I don't know!
Hello, 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 hello.
There he is! That's the dolphin! Hello, dolphin!
Hello, yourself and all that sort of thing!
And there was the dolphin again. Will he be able to help them? Or will they have to wander the seas at the mercy of the winds and the weather? Forever.
Huh?
And so ends another meeting with Pinocchio. Be sure to listen when Uncle Tony unravels further adventures of this amazing marionette. Original music was by Paul Sautel. This program was adapted and directed by Edward Sloman.
I'm Pinocchio. I'm a little wooden puppet. I'm Pinocchio. With a nose so long I cut it. But the more I cut my nose, the longer it grows. Poor Pinocchio, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. The more I cut my nose, the longer it grows.